All right, baby. Let's go, Joe. Uh-huh.
It's all you, Bob. I thought for a moment that was live. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's switch sports, shall we, Bob? We have situations brewing here. And if we don't, we should have situations brewing with Pat Narduzzi and Mike Sullivan. Let's start with the Pitt football program. I have an unbelievable number here, researched by the Savvy Old News Sound. Somebody else may have put this out there. Crowley may have said it today because I was texting with him the other day, running these numbers past him. We all know the Pickett year happened, and it was great, right?
Right.
Awesome. They still lost three games, but it was awesome to see Pitt winning a conference championship on television, ticker tape after the game, Pitt flags waving in the crowd after they beat Wake Forest, a signature play that the whole country was talking about, a fake slide by Kenny Pickett. That was awesome. And this stat is not meant to take that away because it happened. And Narduzzi deserves a lot of credit for that year. You know, some things worked out in his favor, whatever. Pickett stayed there a long time. Narduzzi coached that team that year. He's part of the staff that recruited Kenny Pickett. However, and this is a big however, aside from that year, you listening, Limits? I know you're a big Pitt fan. Aside from that year, in his past 7 years, Pat Narduzzi is 38-41 against major college competition. Did you hear that?
I saw that and I knew that. And yeah, not only that, the defensive numbers, which is supposed to be his forte, are not good.
38-41 against, you know, not including the Woffords and Youngstown State, right. So against major college competition. He has a losing record the 7 years besides the Pickett year.
And this is 10 years for him.
That's unreal. Can you look up, Limits, how long Narduzzi's contract extension runs through? Because, Bob, if I'm Pat Narduzzi, I don't know that I'm feeling great about my job security right now.
Well, he signed through 2030, so maybe he should.
But see, that's the problem with those kind of contracts. Now you have a new AD in town. And he
not only a new AD, an AD that fired Gus Malzahn after 8 years at Auburn, even though he was 68-34 and had some similar. Right now, I know there may be different expectations and all that. Point is, Malzahn received a buyout of $21.7 million, and I know it's different here. Don't get me wrong. But he has fired somebody who some people would say was fairly successful, at least at their school. So money situations can always be resolved. Sometimes they're not. What do you think will happen here? Not what you would do. Do you think Allen Green steps in and fires Narduzzi? Because in my opinion, at this point, I think, and I just wrote before, let me see, last season, that Narduzzi was getting it done. And now that has unraveled. And then you look at the pre-Pickett Heisman run years, and you see it's a pretty long stretch with just one really, really good blip on there, right?
Yeah, I mean, he recruited him, Pickett. He has him. He took advantage of his abilities. They surrounded him with some playmakers. But that was one really special season, whereas he's had nine others. And, you know, I know it's difficult given – especially now with NIL money and transfer portal. But the bottom line is he has been the central figure here for 10 years, and the same things that seem to ail them haven't really changed. Their defense is not good at shutting down talented teams. They just aren't, and that's supposed to be the one thing. Now, they've had some pretty good playmakers on those defenses as well individually, but they haven't done it collectively. And then offensively, I always think they have some talent there, but if for whatever reason it doesn't manifest itself into big wins at big times.
three losses at least every year since, what, 82?
Right, it's the same. We're talking about the same every single year. Now we have four after seven wins in a row. I think seven wins was misleading. I said it at the time, and a lot of people didn't like the fact that I was crying. And I wasn't trying to take anything away from him, but in the West Virginia game and the Cincinnati game, they were dead both times. They came back, had some fortune, they created some breaks, and they won those games. Those should have been two losses as well, and maybe that was an indication of what they really were. You know, they took advantage of the rest of their schedule, and then once the schedule cranked up, they haven't been able to respond.
Limits, you're a big Pitt fan. Do you know what Narduzzi's record is against major college competition since Pickett left town?
Well, I imagine that it has to be under 500.
It is. It's 16-17. Like, I've always maintained. In fact, I gave up the ship, Bob, at one point with Ron right in the room here. I said, I've spent so much column space and so much breath talking about how Pitt has another level to get to. Maybe it just doesn't. Maybe Walt, Wani, Paul Christ even, maybe, and certainly Narduzzi. But really those three, Walt, Wani, Narduzzi. It's just give me winning seasons. Give me every once in a while a 10-win season. I feel like I readjusted my sights on what's realistic for Pitt. But this ain't it. Like, this is below that standard. There is a large sampling of seasons now where they're just incredibly mediocre. That one year, the 11-3 year, really saved Pat Narduzzi, I think. Since then, he's 16-17. That's not what I was talking about when I said I readjusted my sights. I think I would move on from Pat Narduzzi after this season if I could. And I wonder what Alan Green is thinking. Do you guys agree? Would you move on from Narduzzi?
I probably would, yes, at this point. But again, he has a lot of money left in buyouts. That contract
I know.
That he got is a big one. They're having enough problems with NIL money. I don't know how they come up with the money they need to keep certain players or go out in that transfer portal and get certain players.
You're actually probably right, Bob.
And so
you're
I think they're
right.
Going to wait until that changes.
I think that, why is my wife calling me during the show again, Bob?
Your wife's calling you during the show.
During
hey,
the show.
Joe, can you get some milk on the way home?
Bob! What was I saying?
That because of the money, the money. That's a lot of money, to pay him.
And here's the thing.
And boosters have to come up with this
money.
The
whole Heather Like thing was about money. They've overextended themselves on the big project over there already.
I don't know if that was all her fault, by the way.
Well, I didn't say that, but I said money is a reason that they moved on. They need more of it. And she's at least partially implicated here.
I think it goes above her pay grade.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think a project like that is something that, just me. I don't know.
All right. Either way, point being, Pitt is overextended on that project, it would appear.
They're overextended.
They're not exactly swimming in money, so they may have to keep Pat Narduzzi for financial purposes. Does that make sense?
What would his buyout be? What would his buyout be? It's got to be significant, right? Since he signed through 2030.
Can you call the Noah Constrictor? Or no, he doesn't cover them anymore. Who does? Destiny's Child?
Chris Carter.
Carter Country, Bob.
Yeah,
him.
I mean, I got to believe it's an excess.
Look, there's my wife bringing in my lunch. Look out there. And my daughter's suitcase. We're going to Buffalo today. Do you see that, Bob, out the window?
I see Susie. Look at
that. I see.
Is that why she called you?
Yeah, she's here.
Totally oblivious to the fact that you're working? Or what is this?
Is that not your luggage?
You're going to have to take over this conversation because she's going to... What did Ann call me last week? if I don't go down there and meet her real quickly.
You should.
That's
it.
I'll be right back.
That's okay. I understand. Domestic tranquility is on the line here. Anytime you have that opportunity, you got to take it and run with it. But I just think they're in a quandary here with this money situation, Austin. They are. They can't afford to do that. Bring in a new coach and pay that coach and then try to figure out the NIL formula because I think it's going to be really difficult on them moving forward.
Well, and I mean, we know that the financial constraints that they're in right now with Victory Heights, do you really want to do something else where you have to eat a huge chunk of money for Pat Narduzzi, who they seemingly are very committed to, very much like, I mean, at least Heather Like did. I can't see it happening this year. I think Alan Green will give Narduzzi another year.
And I would wait.
Just because of that.
But I put the pressure on him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You got to do that. But at the same time, you know, the expectations got bigger for me, and they haven't lived up to them. And so at some point, you got to figure out, okay, how long does this go on? How long do we continue to string this out? And you have a stadium to try to increase attendance, which is not happening on most nights. It's a difficult situation. And you can only tap the donors that you've tapped before so many times before you run out of money that way. So anyway, it's interesting when you compare it to Penn State. Penn State takes their share of criticism for not winning the bigger games, but they do win just about every other game they're supposed to win. Therefore, they're going to be in a playoff this year because they're going to beat Maryland on Saturday, and they're going to be in. And it was not an impressive win against Minnesota, but no. I give them guts because at the end they did something that they had to do to win it. But when you win the other games, just like Pitt did this year when they were 7-0, they were winning the games they were supposed to win, right?
Well, they were. I mean, they went for it three times on fourth down, including on the final drive, including a fake punt. I mean, I've been very critical of James Franklin, but he gets his flowers from me and his congratulations on that. And, I mean, his buyout's around $70 million. Not many people would have tried to move off of him. But, yeah, I mean, that's the difference, I think, between the two programs. Winning the games that you're supposed to win, but also more so consistency.
Right.
Which, with Narduzzi, it's just been kind of like a ride at Kennywood. Where's that consistent flow?
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to make a decision about him this year. I don't. Even if they lose their final two, they lose to BC in a bowl game, they'll end up 7-6, which would be a colossal collapse. But again, the money issues trump everything else for me.
Yeah, it's not really about this year, though. And I'm back, Bob. Everything went well.
I see.
I'm sorry that you didn't ask me how it went.
I didn't have a chance. You just sat down.
I know. It went well.
How did it go, Joe?
Good.
Okay.
She was only slightly mad at me, which is an improvement on every other day.
She should come in here and sit down and watch you in action.
She should have. This isn't only about 1 year, though. This is about...
This is why, by the way, don't you hate these contracts that come up for no reason? He had time left on a previous contract.
I know.
They extended even further.
I know.
In this day of NIL transfer, do we really need... The logic with signing coaches in college used to be, well, you want your recruits to know that they're going to be there for a long time. That's gone by the wayside. That does not occur anymore because recruits come and go as they please.
I defended it at the time. I thought that Pitt had stabilized and that they had reached a place where they were pretty good.
But why do they have to go pretty that good. Far in advance with a contract?
I know. I just thought stability's sake for a program that was really scarred by the lack of stability there for a long time. And he's completely underperformed. I mean, look, go back to his whole tenure. 8-5, 8-5, 5-7, 7-7, 8-5, 6-5. Then you have the 11-3, followed by a 9-4, which was actually kind of disappointing to me. Then a 3-9 and a 7-4. So let's take out the 3-9 and the 11-3. You take out the three and the best and the worst, and you have just what I said. You basically have a 500 team against major college competition, right. Basically.
And they're also, if you look at their ratings, they're in the 50 to 70 range.
You can't live with that. You just can't, Bob. And if I would move on from Narduzzi. I'm guessing Alan Green would move on from Narduzzi. I'm guessing bunches of donors would too, except are they willing to pony up some money here? That's the question. It's a financial question because Pitt does not appear to be awash in liquid assets, Bob? Well,
but you can only tap so many people who have the big-time money, and those guys maybe have been tapped already. How much time do you want to keep tapping them? You know, at some point you have to – success will breed more of this. If you had success, more people would be more inclined to contribute to the program. It used to be you contribute to the athletic program. Now you have to contribute to specific players to keep them around. So it's a whole new ball game, and I don't know that it's going to get any easier for Pitt at all. I just don't.
I think it's time to move on, and I think you make a big statement if you can find. And by the way, I mean, it's not like they don't pay their coach either. He's the fourth highest paid coach in the ACC, if I'm not mistaken. So it seems when Pitt needs to find money, they do find it. Limits, what did you say? I must have missed it. Would you keep him, yes or no?
I would keep him for another year. He signed for $4.5 million a year. I feel like, and I was telling Bob this, the financial constraints that the whole athletic department seems to be under right now with Victory Heights and not being able to properly figure out what the money was going to be and who was going to finance it, I think will also be a factor in this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who's signing the check, Joe? Like, is Lewis Riddick signing a big deal, or a big CEO of a company signing the deal to get Pat Narduzzi out the door? I also think the question also has to be with Pitt. What is Pitt's realistic ceiling and realistic expectations year to year?
It's got to be over. It's got to be better than under 500.
It has to be better than
college competition for multiple years. Go right now. Take out his best and worst seasons, and I bet you'll find Narduzzi is slightly above 500. It's got to be above that. That's.
But we've said that with other coaches here.
What is the ceiling?
The ceiling has been the same. It's a cycle.
It's not this, Bob. It's got to be above 500.
Well, I agree, but it's been hard to attain on a consistent basis. They had the 1 year. They couldn't back it up.
I mean, they fired Wani after he went 9-4, 10-3, and 8-5. That's 27 and 12.
That was Peterson, and there was a different dynamic
there. And I think it was justified, because at the time, I thought Pitt had a higher level to get to. This guy has not brought them there, although he did bring them their first outright conference title. They fired Dave Wannstedt.
Well, how much honeymoon time do you give him on that, though?
On winning one? No more.
Right. That was a few years ago. So now you're in a situation where, listen,
the Wannstedt tenure better than this? Or do you have to say this one because they have the outright conference title?
The championship gives them an edge. But, you know, if Pitt had beaten Cincinnati on that game, remember when it was...
Yeah, but they didn't.
They didn't. But if that game was theirs, they had a big lead. They let
or if he won the Peach Bowl with just, you know, a backup quarterback.
Gilliard was the guy who killed him on that.
Listen, I agreed with moving on from Wani, but this isn't good enough. This is not good enough. I mean, you get rid of a guy who was 27-12 in his last 3 years because you think you can get higher.
How about how you contrast this with James Franklin now? All of a sudden, people have forgotten largely about their loss to Ohio State.
I don't think they've forgotten.
No, they're going to be the third seed in the college football playoff.
They'll forget right quick if they win a playoff game.
They'll be the sixth seed.
They'll be the sixth.
And that's my point about them. They do win the games they're supposed to win, and as a result, they get there.
Did you see what he did the other day?
Yeah, he went out of character.
With
the fake punt, he had to do it, right? It was a big
play. He's the guy going for the win with everything to lose, and the other guy is playing it safe.
So,
P.J. Fleck?
If they get
eating gum off the turf.
Not much of a flex in that game. What's he doing?
They're rowing the boat. I was concerned about this game.
I give Franklin a lot of credit
for
how he coached late in that game, because he would have been shredded.
The other thing, now this playoff's all messed up. They had five teams that were ranked, all lost. Who knows how it's going? Georgia just a week ago was out of this thing, and now they're all the way back up apparently into the top five.
Well, somebody
because
needs,
they took advantage of all these losses.
It was crazy, and Penn State avoided that.
Right, they could have fallen prey to that, and they didn't.
Just wait until three-loss Alabama finds a way to get in.
Somebody needs to do a piece on the financial viability of moving on from Pat Narduzzi. I don't feel like it anymore, Bob. I'm too tired. I used to be the savvy old news hound. That's got to be a piece, because his record warrants Pitt moving on. It warrants firing him. It's very simple. I think that's almost inarguable.
But the contract will prevent that from happening right now.
Well, what if you reach an agreement with him on a buyout?
How about if he says no? How about this?
Then what's his buyout?
Well, I don't know what his buyout is, but I guarantee it's pretty significant.
We need to find out his buyout.
It's got to be $20 million or more.
Searching.
Isn't it?
Call somebody. Who would know? Pittsburgh Sports Now. Call Mike Vakovkin, Alan Saunders. Call the Noah Constrictor, Destiny's Child, Chris Carter. Who covers Pitt for the Jerry DePaula, for God's sakes? Yeah, call somebody.
It's got to be significant, and I don't know that he's going to give them any breaks. When Kevin Stallings left here, he got $9 million, and he had zero success.
Find the money is what I would say. Find the money. You know, if you take yourself seriously as a football program and your guy is under 500 except for one shining season,
isn't it funny how
against major
Bell,
college competition, then let's
the
go
here. One
thing
Narduzzi has done, he's constantly changed his offensive coordinators, and there are times when he throws them under the bus. Cade Bell came in here, and everything was hunky-dory to start this season when they were doing different things, speeding up, playing, all this. Now, all of a sudden, that kind of has gone in a different direction. And I don't know how many times you keep changing coaches and expect, you know, results to change quickly, because it takes some time.
All right. I don't know.
We haven't even talked about the Penguin situation as it relates to this, because it does relate to this.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. Man, it's now been proven over decades that this is This is a difficult football, college football market. You're competing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, for God's sakes. It's a pro town. You're playing in a pro stadium. I still want an on-campus stadium. I don't care what people say. I know there's no place to build it. That doesn't take away the fact that the idea of one would be an unbelievable boon to Pitt.
Especially
I think,
at a limited capacity.
Yeah.
So you create
that's
demand.
The whole idea. Yeah. Be unbelievable. And it's just a mediocre program. That's all it is in the end. Incredible mediocrity. One shining year, and the 7 years around that, this guy has an under 500 record. 7 years under 500 against major college competition. They give us some great players. Some great players. They give us some great moments. Is that all you can ask for from Pitt?